Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 333. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you, as always, for listening and for supporting me. You seriously give me the most privileged, fun, creatively fulfilling life, and it means a lot to have you tune in. And today I have a very, very simple thought. I didn't write much of an outline for this because I was just walking down the street here in Chicago the other day, turn of the seasons. I love a good crisp fall day. And I was walking and I realized something powerful within the context of walking. And I want to share it with you. And I'll just get into it. It goes like this. I don't think I'm alone in thinking this way too. So please keep me in check. Tell me I'm a gigantic weirdo if I am. But I used to think a certain way. I used to think that anytime someone looked at me, that they were judging me in some way. I used to have a real problem with the whole not caring what other people think about me thing, right? Like if I was out in public, if I was walking out in public, I assumed that people were judging me, that people were watching me, and people were then judging me. It wasn't anything deep that people were like hating me or like conspiring against me or anything like that. But you know, just for instance, walking down the street, anytime I saw someone look at me or they made eye contact with me, my gut reaction, my human gut reaction was, do I have something in my teeth? Is my fly down? Do I look weird? What's up? Why are they looking at me? What's going on? What's wrong? Right? Like that was my gut reaction. I'm probably not alone in that. Like I think that's normal to get a little self-conscious if you see someone looking at you. But then, like on my, I would say like bad days, on a day where I was feeling anxious or kind of down about myself, or I was just having one of those days, on one of those days where I saw someone looking at me, I'd be like, oh man, they're definitely judging me. They probably think that I'm a loser. They think that I'm lost. They think that I'm not confident, whatever, like deeper judgment. Like I would jump to like some kind of unhealthy conclusion about myself. And then I would support that with the assumption I made about myself and what other people then also made about me, about what total strangers thought about me. Like if I had gone on a bad date the night before, or I had lost a deal at work, or I just wasn't feeling confident, or I was feeling self-conscious about something, whatever. And then I saw someone look at me, I would just like run wild with that. Be like, well, you know, they know I had a terrible date last night. They know I'm not funny. They know I'm not charismatic. They know I'm not some suave guy. Or, you know, well, they know I'm struggling in my career. Or, well, they know I'm not confident. Whatever it was. Like, that was my thought process. I would just immediately jump to a conclusion that someone automatically was judging me. And I would project my own insecurity that I had about myself, the things that I saw in the mirror, and I would extend that and I would say, they're seeing the same thing. They know that I'm not the shit. They know that I'm whatever, right? And round and round and round I'd go to the point where like I would create this construct where the world around me would support the negative assumptions I had about myself. The world around me, the strangers around me on the street would support those insecurities, whatever it was that I was feeling about myself. And obviously that doesn't sound very healthy, right? But I think it's very, very normal, but it's not healthy. And for me, like I've never been like a anxious or like neurotic type person. I'm quite privileged to be very optimistic, but I look back and I'm like, man, I used to really jump to these negative conclusions quickly. Luckily, I would kind of jump back to reality quickly as well. Like, they don't know me. They don't care. I'm good to go. But like, that was always my gut reaction that I had. And so the other day I was walking down the street and I was thinking about this and I saw someone look at me and I realized that in the past, I don't know, let's call it 5 years, I have totally retrained myself. I've totally changed the immediate conclusion that I jump to when I see someone looking at me. I've totally changed it. Whereas I used to be like, oh shit, they're judging me in some way. Now I find myself saying and assuming that they're not judging, they're admiring me. They're admiring me. That's what I've come to assume. They're not judging me. They're not saying, oh, look at this fool. No, they're admiring me. And it's really cool to realize how powerful this kind of reframing has been, because I've trained myself to have a much healthier, more positive, more self-loving assumption about the people around me, about the reinforcement that I create around me. They're not judging me. They're admiring me. And not admiring like I'm the shit, I'm attractive, look at me. Not that. Just like they're interested in me. They're curious about who I am. They're complimenting me in some way. They're sending positive energy my way, not negative. And that's a total rebrand from, oh, look at this guy. He's probably insecure. Look at this guy. He's probably struggling in his dating life. Look at this guy. Look at this clown, right? That's big. From that is what I used to assume anyone who was looking at me was thinking, from that to, hey, look at this guy. He seems interesting. Man, look at this guy. He's got some life in his eyes. I wonder where he's going. I wonder what he does. I like this guy. He seems like a cool dude. And, you know, maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Maybe no one else has these thoughts of people judging them. Probably not, but maybe, who knows. But I used to have this problem a lot, right? But now it's like, I just assume that they're like, wow, look at this guy. He's one cool ass dude. And that's it. I don't go to this negative place where I'm trying to reinforce my own insecurities or anything like that. And whether it's true or not, whether they're actually thinking this about me or not, it's been really, really helpful. And it's really helped me specifically in the realm of the world's most popular self-help topic. I'm in the self-help space, so sometimes I clown on it a little bit. The world's most popular self-help topic is the fear of judgment. So many books, so many podcasts, so many thought leaders talk about this, the subject of how do you push yourself to not care what other people think about you? How do you live a life where you don't care, right? The art of not giving a fuck, whatever it may be, right? Lots of advice on this. And usually the advice that I see starts with or is based on the need for us to realize that no one actually cares about you in the first place. Right? Have you ever read or listened to advice like this? It's like, how do I stop caring what people think about me? A lot of the advice, which is all well-intentioned, of course, a lot of the advice says, well, you need to realize that most people don't care about you at all. They aren't even looking at you. They're too busy with their own lives to care about what you're doing. They don't even notice what you're doing. And I think, of course, there's some truth to that. Like, people certainly aren't watching you as much as you think they're watching you. Or as long as you think they're watching you. But let's not live in La La Land. People love to watch and critique other people. I mean, people watching is literally a thing. It should be a sport. And people don't always forget. People do remember things about other people, people that they saw, strangers that they saw. So let's be adults here. It's not helpful to say that no one cares. No one notices. Of course people care. Of course people notice. It's human nature to care. It's human nature to observe other people, to laugh at other people, to critique other people, to judge other people. It's human nature. I'm not saying it's healthy. I'm not saying it's constructive, but we all do it. So I've never found it helpful talking about the world's most popular self-help topic. I've never found it helpful to say, no one cares about you, so why do you care what they think about you? People do care. They do care. But, I think the real redeeming thing here that you can find from human nature is, okay, so people do care, but do I automatically assume that they care in a negative way or a positive way? That's it. Do I automatically assume they care in a negative way, that they're judging me? Psh, look at this guy. Or Can I push myself to instead assume that they're applauding me, that they're admiring me? From, psh, who's this guy, to, hey, who's this guy? See what I'm saying? That's the big difference. It's realizing that humans are going to be human, right? Humans are going to human. You are, I am, we all are. Then if that's true, then let's not be blind to the fact that other people are going to poke their nose in your business. Strangers are going to stare at you as you cross the street. People are going to give you the old up down when you're in line at Starbucks. If you laugh really obnoxiously, people are going to notice. This is all going to happen. But what do you assume they're doing when they see you? If they do care, if they are looking at you in some way, what do you assume they're actually doing? Do you operate from a place of insecurity and then project that onto them? Do you assume they're judging you? Or can you push yourself to assume they're admiring you? Right? Those are the two options. Are they picking apart your body, your outfit, the way you walk, your loud laugh? Are they pinpointing your insecurities, the fact that you're going through a breakup, the fact that you're struggling in your career, the fact that you're insecure in your body? Are they judging you for the things that you judge yourself for? Or can you flip the script and say, nah, they're just admiring. They just like my outfit. They wonder what was so funny about that joke, right? Or deeper, they probably just think I'm really interesting. I'm dedicated to my craft. I'm on my way to do something exciting. They notice that. I've got good energy about me. I've got a good vibe. Let's do this. That's what they notice. So that's the question. It's just a simple question of where are you operating from? Insecurity, judgment, uncertainty? Or can you make the choice? Again, everything I talk about in the podcast is a choice. Or can you make the choice to make up your mind and just say, you know what? Nah, they're just admiring, and you'd be done with it. And of course, this is a small, silly thing, and it's just a mindset thing. And it doesn't give you like carte blanche to like do whatever you want and like, you know, like streak the quad and then be like, you know, those shrieks and screams are really just people admiring me. It's not that, of course. It's a sense of calm, right? It's not like I'm the shit. Everyone loves me. Everyone is admiring me. It's not that. It's just a reflection of worth. It's a redirection of worth your way instead of judgment. And I say that because life is all a reflection of how you see yourself. If you are overly critical of yourself, if you are overly insecure about yourself and you judge yourself a lot for it, you're going to then project that onto others and assume that they're judging you in the same way. But of course, it could take a lifetime of self-love and mindfulness practice to evolve past that. That's very normal. I think that those things are always a work in progress. That's the definition of, you know, pushing yourself to love yourself more, self-love. But I think the great news about life is that this works the other way too, in that self-love is a circle. It's not always about how you see yourself. It's about how you assume other people see you as well. That's big. You project your insecurities onto others and assume that they see them in you. But it also works the other way. If you can assume that they're loving you, that they're admiring you, that does some really powerful things right back to you, back to your core, back to your heart, back to the heart of your self-love practice. The more you reinforce that other people are applauding you, admiring you, not judging you, the more then it can have a seriously powerful impact on how you see yourself, right? You see the circle there. It goes how you see yourself plus how other people see you, how you assume other people see you. It could have this very circular effect. And I think doing this, reinforcing and assuming that other people are not judging you, it can begin to make you question if the way you see yourself, that is insecure, lost, whatever, if that's the real way. And sometimes that simple question that, wait a minute, that catalyst is just what you need to change, to love yourself more. So as silly as this thing as it might sound, you know, assuming that people are admiring you, not judging you, it serves a bigger purpose than just feeling good when you're out in public. You know, I stick to this. I assume that any look my way, a dirty look, a smirk in my direction, an up down of me, whatever it is, it's not judging, it's admiring. And the more I found myself doing this, and I just started doing this over the years, it wasn't like I sat down one day and decided, that just evolved this way, but I obviously wanted to share it with you. The more I found myself doing this, the more I found my own opinion of myself has improved. It's improved from self-judgment, self-criticism, insecurity, to admiration. Like healthy admiration, not bravado, not cockiness, not hubris, just a sense of calm. A sense of calm. It's like, you know what? I'm a pretty interesting guy. You know what? I am on my way to do interesting things. You know what? I do have a lot of things figured out. I am putting out a good vibe today. I've got a good outfit on. I've got good energy about me. I'm walking. I'm living with purpose. All eyes on me. Who cares? Admiring, not judging. Their eyes on me or my eyes on me. Either way, it's admiration, not judgment. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Just a shorter episode, no real outline, but just something I realized the other day walking down Wacker Drive here in Chicago that I wanted to share with you. So that is it. Short episode, but if this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. I'd also love if you'd visit unbothered.com. I mentioned this last episode, but I'm going to be launching a brand new product very, very soon. And if you want some cool bonuses and of course be the first to pick it up, go there, unbothered.com, throw your email address in there and I will email you the second it is available. But that is it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.